Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106 7 The Fan and the Team 980. Commanders, of course, face the Bengals in week 3 on Monday Night Football. A lot of people have been praising Jaden Daniels' play so far, especially when they compare it to the other rookies.
Yeah, definitely.
Caleb Williams has yet to throw a touchdown pass, has a couple interceptions in this last game, was sacked 7 times. Cakes is dubbed Bo Nix, Bo Pix.
It's a great nickname. I can't be the only one. I'm probably stealing that from somebody, but it works. It's apropos for the way he's played so far. 4 picks through 2 games, and now he goes on the road to take on Tampa Bay. Even though they have a reduced secondary, I would expect him to struggle in that game, too.
Meanwhile, Jaden Daniels, not exactly setting the world on fire with his passing, but overall hasn't thrown a pick, so he's taken care of the ball, and has found the end zone twice with his legs, getting a lot of praise from the analysts who are looking at film, and has emerged as the rookie of the year favorite. Are you buying in? We'll put that up as our Scotty's Vodka poll of the day, our Junkies poll of the day. Scotty's Vodka, Maryland made, super smooth, love throughout the DMV. Will Jaden Daniels win rookie of the year? If you want to chime in, you can call us at 800-636-1067. And what do you think thus far about how he's seeing the field? I mentioned earlier that there was one of these film nerds who was breaking down Terry McLaurin's film and saying that he was open, that Jaden didn't hit him here. I liked how Jaden Daniels, I gave him the highest grade this week. You guys all gave him B's, and that's fair. He didn't throw a touchdown pass. They had to settle for field goals, had red zone issues. But I liked how in the second half he did start throwing the ball more downfield. Like, I think you're going to see more of that.
And look, if you're Cliff Kingsbury and the staff, do you want to overload your rookie quarterback with a bunch of deep passes that he might not be ready for? Why wouldn't you ease him into it? Why wouldn't you just give him a little bit at a time and build on his successes and open up the playbook a little bit more each week? Look, they know they're not contending for a Super Bowl this year. They're trying to develop a young quarterback.
Yeah.
So I don't have any problem whatsoever with the measured approach, short passing, get the ball out of your hands quickly, minimize turnovers. Completely fine with that because he will keep building on that. That's the way I'm looking at it.
But eventually you want to see him start taking shots downfield.
Definitely.
I mean, you want to see more explosive offense.
Of course.
You don't want to see seven field goals.
I think you saw that, though, with the pass to Noah Brown.
I think you did a little bit.
Couple to Ertz.
I think you saw a little bit of it. You're going to see more of it, but it might be this week. It might be Monday night. Who knows? I mean, they got some banged up DBs. But Marvin Harrison's, after the week he had last week, he's not out of the picture.
He'll be in contention, especially if he keeps stacking weeks similar.
And he's got a quarterback that's going to throw it to him and target him.
Right.
Neighbors obviously had a huge game last week against Washington, but his quarterback is limited. But
he's going to get every opportunity.
He's like going to get all the opportunities.
He's going to get so many passes thrown his way.
Now, Caleb,
as long as he stays healthy.
Caleb is pretty far behind in my eyes right now, but who knows? What if he has 2 or 3 really good games? And
I don't think any of the quarterbacks are far behind because Jaden doesn't have a touchdown pass.
True.
So they're all even in touchdown passes. Has Jaden played better than the other two? And if you had to vote right now, you would vote for him over the other two quarterbacks? Sure, but there's not enough separation yet because, like you said, let's say Caleb wins, throws 3 touchdown passes, all of a sudden you're like, okay. So
I think right now, I mean, it's so early in the season, he's only played 2 games, but it would be between Jaden and Harrison and Neighbors.
Right.
Hey, what about
the front runners?
Hey, what about Joe Alt? Offensive lineman needs some love. Joe Alt is dominating in San Diego.
He's played really well through the first 2 games.
Linemen just don't get any love for
this. Has that ever happened?
Linemen win rookie of the year or any type of award? I don't know. But I mean, if the quarterbacks are, you know, mid, as the kids say, through 18 weeks, and you know, the production of wide receivers isn't jumping off the page, and Joe Alt is just performing week in and week out, I don't know how you can't give it to him.
Well,
I don't even see a defensive guy
he's
winning it. I guess because they have a separate, they have offensive rookie of the year and defensive rookie of the year. I don't see an lineman ever.
It's a quarterback driven league.
It's going to be tough for. I mean, Joe Alt could be outstanding throughout his rookie campaign. It's just going to be tough for
And well, that sucks, doesn't it?
Yeah, but that's just the way it is. The way the award is.
Well, why can't we change how it is?
I mean, if you go back to...
Because the odds are what they are. I mean, if you put $20 on Joe Alt to win Rookie of the Year, you're going to win $5,000.
If you go back to when RG3...
That sounds like a drab bet right there.
If you go back to when RG3 won Rookie of the Year in 2012, it's been quarterback. Then Keenan Allen, Odell Beckham Jr., two wide receivers. Then Todd Gurley, Zeke, Kareem Hunt, Alvin Kamara, Saquon Barkley, bunch of running backs. Then Kyler Murray, last 5 years, Herbert, Jamar Chase, Garrett Wilson, CJ Stroud.
Yeah, seems like a skill position award.
Of course.
I mean, in the history, you know who's having a good start to their season for rookie? But I've only seen one guy at his position win Rookie of the Year. Brock Bowers is putting up some numbers at tight end.
What's kind of weird, the Raiders are passing a ton. Like,
they are
above their expectations. Like, people thought that would be a run-first, heavy run team.
Matt Cahill hopes they don't pass
a
lot.
Passing a lot with Minshew to Adams and to Bowers.
Now, so Bowers doesn't have a touchdown.
If you've got Adams and Bowers to throw to, I mean, Bowers is like a receiver.
Right.
He's got 15 catches already.
Right.
Yeah.
In two games.
He'll be in the mix if he keeps doing what he's done through the first 2 weeks.
So he'll likely have, I mean, if you project it out, you know, 80 to 90 catches and 1,000 yards.
Yeah.
He's currently 14-1 on the updated odds.
Not a bad pick.
But if I have to vote, you can vote at Junk's Radio poll of the day. Right now, I'll give it a yes.
I felt it was kind of unfair for the articles, I think, that came out in the past day or two that just automatically lumped in Jaden Daniels with Knicks and Williams for their struggles. It was like, oh, look at the struggles of the rookie quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a little unfair to Jaden because I think
he hasn't struggled like the other two.
He's clearly been better than the other two at this point.
Yeah. I guess they were just kind of basing that off of what happened in the Giant game.
And that he hasn't thrown a touchdown. I'm sure that played into it. But I just felt like that was unfair to just lump in Jaden with the real struggles of Bo Nix and Caleb Williams through the first 2 weeks.
800-636-1067. We know it's early. It's 2 weeks. He is the betting favorite. Do you like what you've seen from Jaden Daniels thus far? When you talk about the comparisons, Cakes, like when you look at quarterback rating, it's not even close. Jaden Daniels, like in the traditional rating, is at 97.
Right.
Whereas Bo Nix is at 51 and Caleb Williams is at 53. Yeah.
I mean, he's basically doubling their quarterback rating.
And then even the QBR, where Jaden's not great, he's kind of below average, I think at his 44. Now he's at 46.8. I mean, Bo Nix is 36 and Caleb Williams is 24.
Right.
So, yeah, there's a huge separation in terms of the quality of play.
Caleb's been sacked a bunch.
They're insulting him by mentioning him with those other two names at this point.
All right, let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067. You want to call us on the MGM National Harbor Listener Lines?
We're just waiting for people to call about Jaden Daniels. Jeez. The guy who's on the line right now wants to talk about UVA.
My bad.
Gardner Minshew. Gardner Minshew is completing 78% of his passes.
Yeah. If you're
that's a big number.
Pierce and
I mean it's 2 weeks.
Your rushing attack is struggling. You might as well lean into that connection that Minshew has with Davante Adams and Brock Bowers.
Right.
If you're going to move the ball, if you want to be effective on offense, you're not just going to slam it with Zamir White and get 3 yards per carry and punt a bunch. You play to your strengths.
Man, that's a great survivor pick this week.
The Raiders at home against the Panthers. I don't even pay attention to the survivor anymore.
You will in a few weeks.
I just lament the fact that we got knocked out after 1 week. Can't get it out of my brain. All right, let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067, the MGM National Harbor listener lines. Let's go to Aina in Vienna. Aina, you're on with the Junkies. Good morning.
Yeah, it's Ian in Vienna.
Ian, what's up?
So let me say this, the positives. I think Jaden Daniels is very smooth as a player. To make the analogy, he's like a Federer on the field. He's just got a very innate sense of how to make it look easy. The flip side of that is that there's a little bit of California nonchalance to him that just drives me crazy. And it's been here from the beginning. Like, oh, I'll just take Trestway's number. It's all good. Oh, I'll make a bet with Malik Nabers. It's all good. And I'm going to call an audible. It's fine. There's no big deal. And I think that nonchalance in his personal attitude permeates on the field, where there's a lot of hero ball to him. He's like, one read, two read. You know what? I'm faster than everybody. I'll just run around and make a play. It's going to work until it doesn't work. And he takes a boatload of hits, whether it's in college or whether it's here. And people always try to kind of back justify that, oh, he's trying to do too much. He's such a competitor, this, that, the other. I think he's great and has the potential to be great. But if he doesn't clean up his running style, ability to slide, his nonchalance that I'm faster than everybody, it's just not going to last. It's not going to last at all. He's too small. He's taking too many hits. Cam Newton can't take that many hits, and he's probably half the size of Cam. So those are my thoughts on Jaden.
All right, thanks, Ian. Appreciate it.
Definitely a worry.
Yeah,
we talked about it on Monday.
Some people feel the same way.
I mean, he went down for just a play when Driscoll ran on the field, but you were nervous for a while.
You were terrified for about a minute.
Yeah.
A minute and a half. You're like, oh, your worst fears are coming to realization early in the season.
When he was on his back and he's lifting up his leg and slamming it down, I thought broken ribs.
Right. Or at least bruised ribs, something that's going to keep him out the rest of the game.
I thought he was going to be out the rest of the
game. Yeah.
I was very surprised.
He's a competitor. He's tough. He gathered himself on the sideline and came right back out. Let's go to Dimitri. Dimitri, you're on with the Junkies. Good morning.
Good morning, gents. How are you?
What's up?
What's up, buddy?
Hey, look. I am absolutely just, I love what I see, honestly. I just question, like, when's the last time we had a quarterback that was 75% on his passing?
I mean,
probably been a while. Yep.
Yeah, been a while. 410 passing yards, 132 rushing yards, 2 touchdowns, 96.1 passer rating. I mean, the guy's he's doing good for what he has. He doesn't have any. I'm telling you, you put Caleb Williams on the Commanders and you put Jaden Daniels on the Bears. Jaden Daniels would be very, very pleased. I'm pretty sure his coaches would be as well. He would have all the weapons. You know what I'm saying? I think that the fan base is really, really protective of him. The NFL had made a post on Instagram, and they said they were just, you know, kind of praising Jaden Daniels and saying that he's the only rookie quarterback who hasn't thrown a pick and hasn't turned it over, stuff like that. And I had agreed with somebody that said, hey, he also doesn't have any passing touchdowns. And, I mean, our fan base just, I mean, filleted me. It was bad. Like, they were just like, well, you suck. Get out of the Commanders fan base. I'm like, whoa. I haven't seen this kind of protection since RG3's rookie year. So, I mean, I love how our fan base is reacting to him. I do think he needs to slide a little bit more or get out of bounds. But I do think he takes chances when it needs to be taken. I think that sometimes it's like, okay, if we're tied or if we're losing by 3, I'm going to get this first down.
Yeah,
because
that's in his DNA. He's going to do that. He's going to try to get the extra yardage. He's going to try to
pick up the first down. But that could come back to haunt him, though.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
But he also may learn. He's played 2 NFL games.
Right.
True.
He's going to continue to get better.
I've brought it
up. He's going to expand his toolbox.
Take a look at Josh Allen's rookie season.
Right.
He got a lot better in his second season.
Mm-hmm.
And he got better in his third season. So I think you got to like what you've seen so far.
Oh, yeah.
We realize there's been a lot of sideways passing. They're number one in the league in that department, passes behind the line of scrimmage. But I think you started to see in the second half with those throws to Noah Brown, with the passes to Ertz, he's definitely capable of throwing the ball downfield.
Of course. The question is, is he just looking at one guy? If that guy's not open, he's jetting.
800-636-1067. You can also vote on our poll, the Scotty's Vodka poll of the day at Junks Radio. Do you think Jaden Daniels is going to win Rookie of the Year?